Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And with me on the line is Clifford Guerin, the chairman of the Maccabi Games South Africa. Clifford, thanks so much for joining us here on The Home Run. With the ongoing conflict in Israel, how are you addressing safety concerns for South African athletes and their families planning to attend the Games?
Yeah, hi Paula, and hello to the listeners. So this, of course, is a very prominent theme in the Games organization, and there's a huge amount of effort and being put into protecting participants. We received full briefings. We had our Congress in March and are quite comfortable that they've got this under control. You know, there's a lot of detail attached to escorting, protection of venues, accommodation and the like. And we are quite comfortable that the Israeli authorities have this, you know, front and center of the organizational imperative.
Clifford, has the team for this year from South Africa already been chosen? And just from what I've been hearing, it is a smaller team, if I'm right, than previous years. Is this related to the cost, or is it the situation in Israel, or something else?
Yes, well, I think it's a combination. There's a number of reasons, but it is a diminished Games across the board. Amongst all jurisdictions, there's been a drop in numbers. I think it'll be 20-30% down on the previous Games, which was in 2022. South Africa specifically, I think cost was the predominant factor in damping participation. Another contributing factor has been that we clash with the Israel tour programs, specifically the Bnei Akiva Hadracha program, which draws on our sportsmen and sportswomen, that is based pretty much on cost. Theirs is heavily subsidized and it comes over the same time. So that cost us a few teams. And also there's just the general drop in enthusiasm across the globe has cost us a few other teams where we would be quite dominant. But they didn't get enough participating countries. So yes, I think that is certainly a reality. I think some countries in the diaspora are more security conscious. It isn't really a factor amongst our community, I must say. We do have a lot of enthusiasm.
Cliff, if I'm wrong with the information I've received, you'll correct me, but I was told that the cost for South African participants is over 100,000 rand, which of course is prohibitive for many.
Yes, it's absolutely,
That's right. So are there ways that Maccabi South Africa can make the Games more accessible in terms of costs? Or should we be sending a message to Jewish companies to come forward and sponsor athletes? I mean, what can be done to address this? Yeah.
So what we do, you know, we've always aimed to have the majority of our delegation being juniors and young adults. These are, you know, that is our market when it comes to taking people to Israel and participating in this event. And we've been very, very successful in that respect in terms of numbers. And for the last number of Games, we've run a bursary program. So, you know, we're trying to get as many people as possible. And we are reliant on those kind of donations that you've just spoken about in getting, people across the line, specifically the land arrangements, which is the dollar cost. That forms about 80% of the 100,000 you were talking about, 70-80%. And we've been quite successful in fundraising, but it's been very difficult, specifically this Games. In 2022, we probably managed to assist 40 to 50 athletes in the junior and young adult category. This year, we haven't been able to raise the funds we need, and so it has dropped down in terms of our ability to assist.
And you did mention earlier,
well, small structural problem is that the Maccabi World Union, the World Maccabi's business model needs to be addressed, because it's now becoming completely out of range, and there's going to be a sustainability issue going forward.
Cliff, you mentioned earlier smaller delegation going from South Africa. What measures are you taking to maintain the spirit and objectives of the Maccabiah Games for South African athletes in light of the fact that a smaller delegation might impact, and you, again, you might disagree, but I would imagine it could impact Team South Africa's performance and overall experience of the Games.
I'm not sure if I would agree with that. We have a tremendous spirit and enthusiasm to represent the country and specifically our community at the Maccabiah. Just to give you some numbers, last games we took about 250. We're down to about 135 for this games. But, you know, you can compare it to the Australians on latest information. They took 560 last games and they haven't even reached 100.
Wow.
So that is quite a blow. But I think some of the principal sports we've been successful which we regard as our marquee sports, and where we, I can just give you some history. In the 2022 rugby final, there were 4,000 people at Wingate, to the extent that they had to close the gates because we were playing in the final. So it's those type of that washes over the whole delegation, and you'll find such a huge degree of support and mutual support that I think the spirit is still there. And there's on the ground at the moment, you know, just talking to our parents, management, and the participants themselves, is a tremendous amount of enthusiasm.
And talking about that enthusiasm as part of our contribution here at Chai FM, we'd love to keep people updated. So if there is any news that you can share with us, and certainly in the coming weeks, we will be interviewing the Team South Africa participants going to Israel and making us proud. That's Clifford Garin, the chairman of the Maccabi Games South Africa. Thanks so much for chatting with us.